Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, we pray that in it we would encounter your living word, your risen Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So every now and again, something happens, which means that we have to completely rethink what we thought we knew about the world around us. Used to think the earth was flat. No, it's round. Used to think that the sun and the planets in our solar system revolved around the earth. No, we all revolve around the sun. There were these sort of pretty fundamental shifts in our understanding over the centuries, and they're still happening. Only about a month ago, I read that scientists discovered that the dark energy in the universe was acting weird. That was their technical term for it. So back in the day, when the Big Bang was put forward as a theory, some scientists didn't really like that. They thought it was nonsense because it didn't sound very scientific. Whereas now we accept that as one of the theories for how the universe was created. And dark energy was discovered sort of in the late 90s. And up until then, the view had been that after the Big Bang, the universe was gradually expanding outwards, but gradually slowing down because of gravity. Except now, scientists have found out that it's actually speeding up as it expands outwards. And they've no idea what the force is that's speeding it up and driving it this way. So they gave it a name to demonstrate that they didn't really understand it, and they called it dark energy. There's dark matter as well. You can get into all of that. But now it looks as if the force exerted by dark energy is also changing over time, and they've no idea why. But it's playing havoc with some of their sort of well-established theories about how the universe works, including some of Einstein's theories. And they're going to have a complete rethink and realize that the universe is, quote, a little more complicated than we thought. That's one of the researchers who's quoted as saying that. He must have a PhD in the understatement, I think. But we're always discovering, aren't we, really, if we're honest, that every now and again something happens, which means that you have to radically rethink everything that you thought you knew. Something happens to transform how we see things and how we understand the world. And there's no doubt that Jesus' resurrection was a seismic shock to the disciples' view of the world, how they understood their world to behave and their expectations of what could or couldn't happen. When people were dead, they were dead. Even 2,000 years ago, they knew that. The resurrection is a complete shock to their worldview. It's a complete shock to my worldview. It goes against practically everything that I've learned about how the natural world operates. So what are my options? I can either say the resurrection goes against everything that I believe about how the world works, therefore, I have to conclude that it didn't actually happen, at least not in any materially real physical way. Or I can go back to the drawing board and say, maybe I need to rethink. And maybe I need a new worldview. Maybe I need to understand the world differently and expect different things. Because the resurrection transforms all of that. And it transforms how I understand life and death and everything in between. Some of you will remember, I'm sure, my two favourite words in the whole Bible. Does any of you remember what they are? But God. They came up in that reading from Acts when Peter recalls how Jesus was killed. But God raised him from the dead. Jesus had come with a message of hope, of reconciliation, of peace with God. He came to deal with our sins and heal and restore our lives. Jesus came to show us what a life built on obedience to God and a life which demonstrated total trust in God could look like. And it had seemed to come to nothing. One of his circle of close friends sells him out to those who want to get rid of him. He's falsely accused and subjected to a sham trial. He's tortured, humiliated, abused, and then executed. How could this be God's son, his chosen one? How could he be defeating sin, hanging there and suffering a criminal's fate? How could he be conquering anything, let alone death itself? To the watching world, to the religious leaders, the Roman authorities, the jeering crowds, the despairing disciples, the cross looked like the most abject, total, humiliating, hopeless failure. But God raised him from the dead. To all of those questions, the resurrection is God's resounding, ear-splitting and earth-splitting yes. Yes, Jesus is my son, whom I love. Yes, his sacrifice has been enough to overcome sin. And yes, today he has swallowed death up in victory. Jesus' resurrection is the but God moment that marks a turning point. A moment when our understanding of what's possible with God has to undergo a complete paradigm shift, a radical rethink. It might have seemed like nonsense, even 2,000 years ago, it seemed like nonsense. But Jesus' resurrection is the but God moment that offers the kind of hope that makes the difference between life and death. Just two little words, but they are transformative. They have the power to transform everything. They can change everything. But God. Things might be tough, and I know that they are for many people at the moment, including those within our church family. Things might seem dark. We might be facing despair or fear or uncertainty, feeling defeated, feeling overwhelmed. But God can bring light, he can bring comfort, he can bring strength, he can bring peace, he can bring assurance, he can bring hope. But there's a bit of challenge in those two little words as well, if we let them. We might make our plans, we have our agenda, we have our schedule, but God might have other ideas. Are we willing to let him transform those things? We might see ourselves a certain way, sure about what our gifts are and what they're not. But God might see us very differently, see things in us that we can't yet. Are we willing to let him transform us? And we might have a very firm idea about the world and what's possible. But God is in the resurrection business. Are we willing to let him transform our expectations and our hopes? I wonder what kind of but God moment you need this Easter. One that brings transforming hope, or one that brings a transforming challenge, or maybe both. Every now and again, something happens that changes, that transforms absolutely everything, including us. And that something is resurrection. Today, the tomb is empty. Today, Christ is risen. Today, everything is transformed. Alleluia. Amen. So as we've been thinking over Easter about having a living hope, as we were thinking over Lent, that's been our theme. And we've just heard about the transforming hope that we have in the resurrection. We're going to sing a song, Living Hope. Let's stand.
How great the